Cape Talk.
The music feature.
Now, there are just a couple of weeks to go until the hit British band Bastille returns to South Africa, a band that shot to fame in 2013 with their first big hit, Pompeii. And they played a sold-out tour to this country the following year, 2014. They're back again to tour their second album, Wild World, and the show kicks off here in Cape Town on the 4th of October. A number of top local acts lined up as support acts for the tour, and here in Cape Town, we're very proud to see that our own local homegrown singer-songwriting sensation, Matthew Mole, has been selected. Not only for the Cape Town show, but in fact for the whole tour here in Cape Town. He'll also be alongside opposite the other as a support act. Matthew, it's great to have you with us. Thanks for coming down to the Outside Broadcast.
Thank you. Thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
I mean, I'm talking about Bastille breaking through in the 2013. Of course, your big success predates them. In fact, we had you before we had Bastille.
Oh, cool. Awesome. No, I know they came down here like 3 years ago or so. And I'd been trying to release a lot of music around that same time, and I was lucky enough to play with them when they came the first time, so it'll be awesome to be part of the. It's a huge honor to be part of the lineup now when they're back.
I mean, it really is. It's real kudos to you that they've said we liked you so much last time, we want you again.
Great. It's an honor. It's very cool, and they're amazing. It's always when these international guys come, it's always quite a big thing. So it's always cool to. A huge honor,
I'm interested to know where it all began for you. I believe it was your dad who taught you to play guitar.
He did, when I was about 11 years old, he taught me how to play guitar. And he would always tell me, one thing I've always remembered is he would tell me while I was playing, if I want to get a little bit better, then I should try and sing. I mean, I didn't know if I could sing. He didn't know if I could sing either, but he just said, just try and sing while you play, and that'll help you learn a few other things. So I did that, and it turns out I enjoyed it a lot, and that's kind of where it all took off. I just did it for fun for years during school, and then after school, I didn't know what else to do besides the fact that I loved music, so I studied audio engineering, and it all just kind of... just went from there.
You were singing alongside the guitar. When did you actually realize you could write music as well?
I mean, that was something that I always just tried to do. Even when I was a kid, I wrote really bad songs, but I just thought that was something that you did when you had a guitar and when you played around. I tried to play other people's songs too. I just thought it was normal to write songs. So I started doing that, but then I only really realized that the songs were... like, oh wow, I don't mind listening to this kind of thing when I was like 18 or so. So that was like 7 years into it.
Okay.
So it took a while before I realized, this is actually quite cool. Maybe I should try to do this more often.
I've already got an SMS from Todd who's seen you in concert and says, I must ask you how many instruments you play today, because he says there's a lot more than just guitar.
There's a few others. I mean, I'm not amazing at any of them. I can just kind of play all of them. I don't know. I mean, like, you get those guys that are really good at everything, but I'm just one of the guys that I think is kind of okay at the instruments. So I can play the guitar and the piano and a bit of drums. And when you learn how to play guitar, a whole lot of other things come along with that. Like secondary, not secondary, but things like a banjo or ukulele or bass guitar, or that kind of thing. So, I mean, those to me all count as just the guitar. So there's those, all of those. And the,
I'm pretty sure Bastille thinks you're more than just okay, Matthew, to ask you back again.
Thank you.
I mean, let's talk about the musicians you listen to. So you're growing up, you're learning the guitar with your dad supporting you, you're filling around with writing and with singing. Who were the artists you were listening to who were influencing your style?
I didn't really listen to much when I was young, when I just started out. It was all like gospel music kind of stuff. It was just the kind of music that was playing when I was a kid, playing around the house, that kind of thing. And then when I left school, just before I left school, I started to find music that I liked, it ranged from so many different things. It was like around that time there were bands like Linkin Park, like that kind of thing. I was talking to someone about it last night. That was the band that I think I was first like, oh wow, this is music outside of what I just hear at home, which was cool. And then my music preference changes all the time, which then changes the way I write music, and then it changes what inspires me and all of that. At first it was like gospel, and now it changes all the time to all sorts of things. Like, I like a lot of electronic music as well. So it always changes.
Fascinating. I mean, you're someone who really made the age of the internet work for you. You're one of those artists who played around and was releasing stuff online before you were releasing albums, etc. Has that continued to be something that you use as an outlet?
Yeah, I think it definitely is. Social media is an amazing thing to have now, especially the way it's been growing. It's such an awesome platform to have. Like, I don't really know what it was like for bands to release an album or play a show where they didn't have social media, and I don't know how they told people about it. They put up posters, and that is kind of... that is the best you could do. I was lucky enough to, a few years ago, was when they didn't have all those algorithms that kind of, like, it hindered you from reaching a lot of people now. Mm. There's kind of, you have to like work out little tricks to actually
to get around them. Yeah.
Yeah. So at the time it was awesome when they didn't have those, and then things worked out quite nicely. So the social media was awesome. It had my back, and like, yeah, it worked out to kind of spread stuff around. So now it's a bit trickier, but it's definitely still like an awesome tool.
Yeah.
It's a really good tool to use for anything.
Worked out quite nicely, he says. I mean, you were, let's be honest here, you made chart history. You were the first local artist to enter the SA iTunes album chart at number one, and you did it with your debut album, Nochald, The Home We Built.
Yes,
I mean, I know it's everybody asks you about this, I'm sorry, and
I can see
you sort of sigh, but
awesome.
That's a record that must follow you everywhere.
Yeah, I know, it's amazing. Thank you. It's amazing. It's a huge honor. It's awesome. I just never know how to react, so I don't want to be like, yeah, good, I got that.
That was me.
No, but yeah, because it was nothing that I did. I was so blown away and so thankful for the, like, to find out that people actually wanted to listen to the music and wanted to buy the songs and support it and stuff. So it's amazing. It's always a huge honor when someone brings it up, and it's just it's something I'll never forget. It was always a rad start from when I first officially released music. It was really cool to know that it was working out.
Now, I mean, I took a look at your website and your list of upcoming gigs. And, I mean, Matthew, I hope you've got either shares in SAA or at least some Voyager miles going.
Because you're
everywhere. I know you were at Huawei, Go Big Day, with our sister station, 94.7, just the other day.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
That looked like an amazing crowd.
That was very cool. Yeah, I don't have any shares in SAA. That's a good idea, though. We should definitely make a plan. But, if 94.7, that was a really cool show, Joe Big Day. We just tried to do a few things differently and have like some confetti cannons and those kinds of things. All the fun, I mean, it's always fun, but all the little quirks. But it was awesome. It was a very cool show. And I mean, it's always awesome to be on lineups like that with a lot of the South African guys, just all the guys that are like massive in South Africa. It's crazy to share stages with those kinds of names.
Now, where is home these days? Is Fishhook still home? I mean, you're hardly ever at home by the looks of things.
It's been awesome to travel, and that's been amazing. I actually moved up to Johannesburg for four and a half years or so, and I've just moved back down. So Cape Town was home, but I've just moved back to Cape Town 2 months ago. So Cape Town's home now. Greenpoint is home.
Greenpoint, what fantastic,
it's the best place. It's the place to be, Cape Town.
Can't fault you on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, Matthew, obviously the next big thing is Bastille, the 4th of October. But, I mean, where to from there? I know you had the new album came out middle of last year, I think.
How long does
it take you to put a new album together? Are you already working on the next one, or are you touring that one and sort of focusing on the stage act, or is it both?
That's pretty much, that's exactly it. It's all of that. I'm trying to focus on the stage act, the live set a lot, because that's something that I really want to grow in and learn more about and from and just get better at. But at the same time, I have been trying, and we do that, like live shows is where you promote the album, which has been cool, but then at the same time I do want to be writing new music, so I've been working on a lot of that, and nothing to release right now, but I just want to have everything ready, because the last time I did it, I kind of released my first album, which was my previous one, and then I just played a lot of shows and I didn't think about the backup, like what was going to follow.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to make sure that I think about that and everything's kind of planned out quite nicely. So we've got everything going, everything's going according to plan. So I've got a whole lot of new stuff ready, but nothing to show anyone just yet. But so it's basically all of that, what you've just said. You summed it up.
Well, when it's ready to show someone, please show it to us. We'd love to
I'll
share
it
with the
definitely.
Audience.
Thank you.
Matthew, I mean, I can't wait to see you with Bastille. Grand West is where the concert's happening Wednesday, the 4th of October. Tickets are between $350 and $495 each. I don't even know if there are any left, Matthew. Is the concert sold out?
I think
out?
There are a few left. I think they were selling quite well, which was cool because Bastille, everyone loves Bastille.
Huge, yeah.
So I think they are still a few left there for people to get some of the last minute tickets. But if anyone's like me, then luckily there are tickets left for people like me that would only get them
the day before.
Yeah, exactly.
You're so Capetonian.
Yeah, very much.
Matthew, thanks for joining us. Thanks especially
thank
for coming
you.
Down
thank
to join
so
the, li- the live broadcast
yes,
today.
Thank
and
you.
All the best. Can't wait to see you on stage
thank
on the 4th.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Have a good rest of the day.